Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, we call you our insider. Give us the inside scoop on why these two are trying so hard to get along with each other.
You know something? I don't think we have enough room on the psych couch for all of that to go down at once, all right? All right, we are talking about two, you know, personalities, to use the term lightly, Donald Trump and Gavin Newsom. Neither is camera shy. Neither is exactly what we call a shrinking violet. They're out there. They know the game. They know how it's worked and how it's played. And they know when to play it and when not to. Gavin Newsom is basically being the governor of California. When he's on his own, he's also a leading Democratic spokesperson and makes no bones about putting out videos or statements condemning climate change and pointing the finger at the Trump administration for their denial of it. The Trump administration does the same, but when they get together over a crisis, it's like two fire engines showing up at a burning house. You're going to argue about how the fire started or what to do going forward, or you're going to put out the flames. And in both cases, these guys decided to put out the flames, at least publicly.
I had seen some earlier tweets before the president had landed that Governor Newsom was not going to do a dual photo op with the president, that it was going to be done privately. Do we know what happened to change that?
Yeah, Donald Trump, I was told, just said, yeah, but let the press come in. Just said, why not?
Just like that.
Just like that. And then and that's pretty much just what happened. You know, I don't think Gavin Newsom is looking to give the president any big credits. In the past, when the president made sure that California got more than enough, or it's at least its good share of swabs for testing, Gavin said promises made, promises kept. And that wound up being part of a Republican advertisement. So I think everybody, he was at least watching his words. And by the way, you know, they also have a personal relationship. Gavin's ex-wife is dating Donald Trump Jr. So they've known each other. They know each other professionally. They have a certain personal thing, and I think they get along over the phone. And I think that that courtesy was extended for probably about the 10 minutes this thing took, which I think was pretty much max for both of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.